Hello, my name is Steve Warner from the Washington State Wine Commission. I invite you to learn about all of our wonderful great wines from Washington State at washingtonwine.org.
Welcome to Wine and Dine. My name is Lynn Crelo Chamberlain, host. You're listening to iWine Radio. For everyone who has an iPhone or an iPad, listen up. We're going to be talking to you today about a very easy and fun way to be learning about Washington State wines and the 13 wine growing appellations, the history of the state's wine industry, wine and grape profiles, photos, maps, and much more with Steve Warner, who is the president and CEO of the Washington State Wine Commission. The commission released a new app called the Recommend Doer. It's almost a play on Recommend Doer, like French, with Doer. And this in-depth wine education is led by comedian Greg Proops. And thank you so very much, Steve, for joining us today on Wine and Dine.
Oh, thank you, Lynn. It's a pleasure to be here, and it is really exciting. We do call it the Recommendeur, and it is a bit of a tongue-in-cheek play on people who recommend wine, so basically to not be taken so seriously, I guess.
Before I start talking about this, I want to ask you a little bit of your history, if you don't mind. You were born and raised in Washington State. You went to high school there, and then you served in the U.S. military in the Special Operations Command, first as a sergeant in the U.S. Air Force, and then as a lieutenant commander in the U.S. Navy. And after that, you did a lot of traveling with your work, formerly in Bucharest, Romania, in Seoul, in Bangkok. Was this job a way to come back home and settle down with near family?
Oh, absolutely. I originally started off in the military, as you mentioned, right out of high school in Air Force Pararescue. And when I got my commission, I went into the Navy and Special Ops as a Navy diver. And from there, that was a nice springboard into my international career.
You were a diver?
Yes, I was.
Are you somewhat crazy?
Well, not anymore. I came to my senses.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, that was a really, really very risky job, I would imagine.
Well, it was a lot of fun. And the thing that's best about the Navy and the Air Force and all the military branches, for that matter, is just the brotherhood and the camaraderie and just the great people that you have a chance to work with.
Mm. Well, I'm sure that Washington State appreciates you being back home there. And your background is marketing, so this makes perfect sense. You know, Washington State Wine Commission, I'm really thankful to make this connection with you and for Michaela moving there as well, because I do very little interviews on Washington State wines. So I would like to change that in 2014.
Well, I look forward to that. And I think part of it is because, you know, in 1999, our wine industry in Washington State wasn't that significant. Although we are now the second largest wine growing region in the U.S., it took us a while to get there. Our first AVA was only established in 1983.
Talk to us about the diversity of wines or grapes. I mean, people are familiar with big names like Chateau Saint Michel, but is it predominantly smaller family-run wineries in Washington State?
That's correct. About 90% of our wineries in the state are 5,000 cases and less.
Okay.
But they're achieving, you know, notoriety. I think the latest top 100 had well over, I think, 11 wineries from Washington State. And considering that we make roughly, 6% of the wine, that's pretty good.
Does Washington State growers sell grapes to people who are making wines, for instance, in California or Oregon?
Very little. The majority of the fruit is in pretty high demand here, as you can imagine. I mentioned before, in 1983, our first AVA was established. We had 40 wineries. Last month, we passed the 800 winery count.
Whoa!
So in 30 years, we went from 40 wineries to over 800.
Do you know how many vineyards you have in Washington State?
Well, I know approximately how many growers we have because the vineyards numbers are changing every day. So we have approximately 250 growers right now.
And of those grape varieties, what are the top varieties, red and white?
Well, on the red side, we have, as you can imagine, we have Cabernet Sauvignon and Merlot, which are amazing. But we also have some up-and-coming varietals that are gaining some notoriety, such as Syrah. And on the white side, we originally made our name in the wine business or the global wine business in Riesling. But we've actually been doing quite well with Chardonnay in addition to Riesling.
Yep. Cool climate. And I know there's some people that are doing an unoaked version of Chardonnay also.
Yeah. You know, and then the cool climate is an interesting concept because when you look at our what we call the sweet spot, which is everything east of the Cascades, we get less rainfall than California, Napa Valley, less than Bordeaux region. We get about 6 to 10 inches of rainfall. And during the prime growing season, we get 2 hours more daylight or sunshine per day. And that's on top of 300 days of sunshine. So we have perfect growing conditions for wine.
Steve, is anybody, other than Chateau St. Michel, is anybody making high-quality sparkling wines in Washington State?
Oh, sure. We have probably one that comes to mind more recently is Treveri. Very active. Yes, Treveri is very active in that space. It's just one that comes to mind. But you can, if you're looking for a particular varietal, we do have on our website, washingtonwine.org, the ability to search by varietal. And that's a good place to start and a good resource.
Okay, now how about the Recommendeur app? Would people be able to do the exact same thing?
Well, the Recommendeur app would lead them to the resources and give them a sense of how our varietal breakdown, some of the opportunities to come and tour and visit. But for the most part, I would say 95% of what anyone would be looking for would be in that app, and that's the way we designed it. We wanted it to be very content-rich and have the ability to update it regularly, just like you would on any other application on your iPhone or your iPad.
If people, for instance, they download, and is there a cost to this app, downloading this app?
Okay. Absolutely free.
Okay.
It is a little bit big to begin with, but we're looking for ways to slim it down. And part of the reason it's big is the videos that are introductory for each section are just hilarious. I mean, they're meant to be a hook. We don't want it to be just a funny video and then that's it. But we want it to lead to some educational content, and we want people to actually learn and dig a little deeper. So the first, every section, there's five sections, has a lead-in video, and then that gives the ability for people to dig in a little bit deeper and answer a lot of the questions that you're asking me now.
And would people then be able to use that as a tool, for instance, if they're in a restaurant or if they're at a retailer and they're looking to, they don't know the names on a list and they want to research more in, you know, a short amount of time, they could do that with the app?
The app is originally designed for media and trade, so the influencers, the people who are recommending wines, and it's more meant to be on the education side, so it's not going to have a listing of all the wines that are available from Washington State. That wasn't the intent. The intent was really so people get that educational grounding, and you hear the term thrown around a lot in the trade, to geek out on it, to really understand what makes Washington State wines so special.
Okay, so if they go to the Apple App Store, they can download it. Could they also download it from washingtonwine.org?
Well, they should go to the App Store.
Okay.
At best, we'll just give a link back to the App Store. They can search by Washington State Wine, WWC, the Recommendeur. So any one of those will bring up the Recommendeur as an option.
Does Washington State Wine Commission have any kind of big tasting events scheduled for 2014?
We do. We actually have the nation's largest single region event that we have every March, towards the end of March. It's called Taste Washington, and that is also mentioned in the app about coming out and visiting and touring. That is our marquee event for really consumers to get out and really enjoy the wines. We had record attendance last year, and there's a lot of information available on, actually Taste Washington has its own website, as well as packages for people to come out. It's a weekend event, so people can come out and maybe go to some wineries, tour some vineyards, go to the event, enjoy wonderful dinners, and we have some of the best chefs in the U.S. here. So it's just really meant to be a whole weekend experience of food and wine. So that's why we call the event Taste Washington, and the month of March we call Taste Washington Wine Month.
Oh, wow. Okay, March, Taste. Okay, so you or somebody's going to have to come back with me at the beginning of March and do something on the different events that are going on at the wineries around the state. Oh, yeah, okay, so...
And well, the good thing about our washingtonwine.org website is that we do have an events page that shows all the different events from around the states, or the state.
And will that event take place in Seattle?
That event is in Seattle, and this year it will be at CenturyLink Field, which is where the Seahawks are. It's adjacent to where the Seahawks play.
Mm. So are you allowed to say what is your favorite Washington State wines or variety of grape? Are you supposed to keep that under the hat?
I'm glad that you asked me like that. Actually, it's kind of like I represent every licensed winery and every grower, so it's kind of like picking a favorite child. Of course, I do have my favorite styles of wine. Our rosés are simply incredible summer day at the barbecue.
Oh, thank you for mentioning that.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, a lot of people think that they're sweet wines and that they're just for young guys or young gals that are drinking wine for their first time. But they're very complex and they're very, it's just refreshing and wonderful.
You know, I think that when it's here, we're in football season now, and instead of beer, people should be drinking Washington State wines with their pizza, popcorn, you know, the meatballs, whatever they're doing at home. Don't you agree?
Mm-hmm. I agree, and hopefully with the Seahawks playing so well, we'll be drinking champagne soon, our sparkling wine from Washington State.
There you go, there you go. Well, listen, with Michaela, I'd like to pursue an interview maybe with Trivery, sparkling wine people, and more. So, Steve Warner, CEO and President of Washington State Wine Commission, thank you.
Thank you very much, Lynn.
You're listening to iWine Radio.
This is Chris Figgins, winemaker for Leonetti Cellar in Walla Walla Valley, the viticultural paradise of the West Coast. Check out about our wines online at leonetticellar.com.
Hello, I'm Casey McClellan, winemaker and founder of Seven Hills Winery in the Walla Walla Valley. If you'd like to learn more about the amazing wines from the Walla Walla Valley, please check out our website at sevenhillswinery.com.